Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello, this is Lamaya with I was giving you a call because I have a potential Roundup claimant on the line. His name is Garvin's, last name Alexandre. Is he ready for transfer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't signed with any law firms yet.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Just for myself.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
With non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes. When was that?
I was diagnosed March 15, 2023.
And do you know the subtype? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
Yes, it was B cell.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Large B cell lymphoma.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
39.
39. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
At home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
Well, they are getting tested ever since I got tested. They're in the process of getting tested right now.
Okay. Okay. And then what is the home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
853 Erudo Street, Linden, New Jersey.
And is this your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is 07036?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you been spraying Roundup for?
About 13 years.
13 years. Right. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah. I sprayed it like from the like spring to summer, like twice a week. Well, I was spraying it for like 4 or 5 months.
4 to 5 months a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Oh, right. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS. Is that a no?
Yes, I said no.
Okay. And then autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
Garvin's, G-A-R-V-E-N-S, Alexandre, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-E. Alexandre.
And your first name was Garvens?
Yeah.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Can I what?
Confirm your gender for me.
Oh, I'm a male.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
02/22/1984.
Thank you. And your social?
Yeah, you need my social number?
Yes.
138-96-0430.
Okay, thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I started having little chest pain and started breathing like funny at nighttime, couldn't breathe, and I was getting I lost some weight, and I was having sweats at night and stuff. And chest pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how did you know that that was related to Roundup?
I didn't. But when I went to the doctor, and then I remember I was watching TV and stuff, and there was and I was working with a couple of people. They was telling me about if you don't use the Roundup at your house to stop using it, if you've been using it, you should get yourself checked out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I put two and two together.
Oh, I see. And when was that? Was it last year? This year?
Yeah, last year.
Last year. Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm about 5'10". I think I weigh like 170 maybe. Maybe 165.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Perfect. What is your email?
It's my last name, 34@gmail.com.
Was it first name, last name, 34@gmail?
.com.
Okay. Right. And then you said you were spraying 2 times a week, so about 8 times a month?
Yes.
Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Do you remember what year you first started spraying Roundup?
In 2010. Yes.
And when did you stop? What year was that?
I stopped last year, sometime last year.
All right. Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
And what states were you using the Roundup in?
In New Jersey. The only protective gear I use is like gloves and the mask, the facial mask. Mm-hmm. But that's about not all the time.
Okay. Right. And how many times do you think you were exposed to Roundup in your lifetime, if you had to estimate?
Oh, a lot.
It could be over 10, over 20, over 30.
Over 100. If I'm using it, I've been using it for 13 years. I'm using it twice a week. Yeah, over 100.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
To what?
Any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
Oh, well, I wish I did. supermarket.
Okay. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And where were you purchasing the Roundup from?
At Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Might have a bottle. I don't think I have a receipt.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Not right now.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
How long would you say?
A couple of months.
Okay, and have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
I had an accident lawsuit, car accident.
Car accident. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
All right. And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
All right. And what was the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Robert Wood Johnson University.
Is that the one on 1 Robert Wood Johnson Place?
No, it's in 865 Stone Street in Rahway, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, his name was Dr. Eric Karp.
Dr. Eric Park?
Karp. K-A-R-P, CARP.
Oh, okay. Okay, and when was the last time you were treated?
The last time I was treated was, probably, June.
2023. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Right. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It put a fear a big fear in my life. I don't, like, I just don't know what if. The possibilities now, kind of paranoid. Just, like, don't know what the future brings.
Okay. And as far as your treatment, did you have chemotherapy or radiation?
Yeah.
It was both?
Yeah. I had surgery and chemotherapy.
Surgery and chemo. So no radiation?
Yeah, I had radiation.
Okay. Well, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
No.
Right. And what is the phone number?
It's 908-494-9088.
And what is your relationship to this person?
Sister. That's my sister.
Thank you. And then can I just get her first and last name?
Yeah, Cammy. Cammy, same last name.
Cammy spelled C-A-M-M-I-E?
K-A-M-Y.
Okay. And her phone number was 908-494-9088?
Yes.
And have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive them as a text link and an email link, so whichever one's easier to open up.
Oh my God, sorry. I did some. Yes, I got it.
Okay, you can go ahead and open that up.
Okay. And you want me to sign it?
Yes. And then while you're looking over those documents, I'm also going to send you another text, but from my direct line, so you have my number.
Okay. Those papers,
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way I can get a copy of those papers?
Yeah, once you finish, it should give you the option to download them.
Okay.
And then I just received it. And then that's all I need from you. So the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them in a few days, let me know and I can give you a call to transfer you over to them myself.
Okay.
Besides that, did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, I don't have no. I would ask do you know what the number would start with?
Yeah, I texted you their number.
Oh, you text me then?
Yeah.
That's your number, right?
Yeah.
The 949.
Oh, so they'll call me from there?
The 949 number I texted you from, that's my direct line, and then the 909 number is the law firm.
Hold on. So 949 is your number?
Yes.
And you said their number?
Is
the 909?
Yeah.
That's their number?
Yes.
And they should a call, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
No, that'll be it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
All right.